Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. We live in an age where the word sin is never used outside of the doors of a church. And sad to say, even inside the church, modern liberal theologians and clergy do not like to talk about sin, because such talk is negative, and Americans don't like negative. The Bible seems blissfully unconcerned what Americans like, and we need to realize that just because we like things happy, snappy, and positive, there are things that we need to hear from the Lord God, and we need to hear them because we think very differently. Here I'm talking about that word sin. Now, when a typical modern person hears the word sin, first off, they wrinkle their nose because they don't even like to think that way. That sounds like religion, right? And secondly, if they think of sin at all, what they think of is this. You know, I'm a pretty good person. No, I'm a very good person. And occasionally, I slip up ever so slightly. And I have learned the modern trick of taking the evil things that I do and reinterpreting so that I think that they're actually good things. This is what our deluded neighbors do all of the time. They call good evil, and they call evil good, and they delude themselves because they call their wicked deeds and their sins good things and acts of freedom and liberty, and they reinterpret what is good and what is bad, so that things that our grandparents would have been horrified at, we in our modern age, we love these things, right? So we need to understand that the way we look at things like sin is very different from the message of Holy Scripture. And I want to focus today on the first part of our gospel lesson, the healing of the leper. All right, so the first thing that we need to understand about the healing of the leper is the story itself. All right, Jesus had just finished the Sermon on the Mount. Multitudes from everywhere were flocking to hear him and to see him. He was at the height of his year of popularity. And so it is that in this time when his name was on everybody's list, even the lepers out there in leperland, they heard about Jesus. And this leper here, he having heard about Jesus, comes to believe that Jesus can help him. And so he makes his way to Jesus, and he worships him, and he says, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If it be thy will, thou art able to cleanse me of this leprosy." So this leper prays a prayer of faith, saving faith in the Lord, and Jesus answers him in a very interesting way. It says first that Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, which was forbidden. To come in contact with a leper meant that you were now ceremonially unclean. But a strange thing happened here. When Jesus reaches out and touches the leper, the leper's uncleanness does not pollute Jesus, but Jesus' holiness blesses and cures the leper. And so Jesus puts forth his hand and touches the leper, and he says, "I am willing. Be thou cleansed." So the first thing that he does to this man who has prayed properly for a temporal blessing, right? Properly. The proper prayer is when we pray for earthly things, "If it be thy will, grant me such and such." And so this man prays a proper Christian prayer. "If it be thy will, heal me of this leprosy." And Jesus says, number one, it is my will to do this for you. And number two, he issues the command of his word, "Be thou cleansed." And no sooner do the words leave his mouth than it says, immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Not like in the movies where, you know, the leper slowly loses his leper wounds and eventually he gets cleansed. No. What the Bible tells us is that 1 second he was full of leprosy, and the next second he was like a newborn baby. His skin was so fresh. All right? Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. All right? So, now, that's the basis of the story. Jesus has the power to cleanse the leper, which means Jesus is the Savior of the world. He is God's Christ, come into the world to redeem the world from sin, death, and the power of the devil. And this miracle is a sign of that. It points us to Jesus, who he is, what he says, and what he does for our redemption. But all of the miracles of Jesus also have other purposes. And the thing that I want to focus on here today is that one of the purposes of the miracles of Jesus is to point to and to picture for us spiritual benefits that God gives to Christians in this life. And so today, the leprosy of this leper is a picture for us of every person's true spiritual condition apart from the grace of Christ. That is, if we were to stand before God on the basis of our own self and our own accomplishments, we would stand before God as lepers in his eyes. And we need to understand this. Leprosy is a picture of our lost and condemned condition in our own self apart from Christ. That is, we are by nature sinful and unclean. We say these words in our liturgy so easily because we've said them so many times. But what does it really mean? It means that in and of ourselves, if our salvation depended upon us, we would be eternally lost forever, because like the leper, we are afflicted within and without with sin, and we have no power to do anything about it. And this leprosy, which is a picture of original and actual sins, This leprosy is something that cuts us off from God, and it cuts us off from God's church, and it makes us outsiders to the kingdom of grace and glory. Just like this leper, whenever he came within society, he had to maintain a distance, and he had to cover his mouth, and he had to shout, "Unclean! Unclean!" so that nobody would come in contact with him. The lepers lived outside of the community. They lived in isolation. The only friends they had were other lepers who were similarly afflicted with the same thing. And so it is that leprosy in the New Testament, while it is a real disease and Jesus truly cured them miraculously, yet it is a picture for us today of what it means to be a sinner before God. And so the first thing that we need to consider here when we see Jesus and this leper is that the leper pictures for us the sinner who has come to repentance and faith, who has become convinced that there is help for him in Jesus. And so he makes his way to Jesus. And when he finds Jesus, it says he worships him, he calls him Lord, and then he prays a proper Christian prayer. If you are willing, you can make me clean. So here, this sinner who has heard the gospel and comes to the Lord is like we who, aware of our sins and our many shortcomings, we come to the Lord in confession and absolution. We are seeking the Lord's forgiveness for all of our sins, and we come to him and we ask him to forgive us, to renew us, and to help us so that we may amend our sinful lives and do better. And so here, this sinner, he comes and he kneels before Jesus and he prays for the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus responds by, first of all, touching him, showing him that Jesus is the source of all our benefit and all our blessing, and that Jesus cares for us even in our sin, even in our moments of great failing and weakness. The Lord Jesus cares for us and demonstrates in his gospel and in the sacraments that loving care. Jesus touches us with his grace as we hear the word of the gospel and as we receive the true body and blood of Christ in the sacrament. And then Jesus absolves us. He says, "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And so Jesus touches him. He says, "I am willing. Be thou cleansed," and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now we have to make a distinction here in our prayers. When we pray for earthly blessings, we always pray, "If it be thy will." Why is this? Because when we pray for earthly benefits, our motivations may not always be as noble as we think they are. And we must always recognize that We don't know what's best for us. And in addition to that, we don't always ask properly when we pray for earthly blessings because our love of self gets involved. So every time we pray for an earthly blessing, it is good and right that we pray that God would give these things to us if it be His will. We want the will of God to be done in our life. But what, now here's the other thing. When we pray for heavenly blessings, that is for forgiveness, life, salvation, renewal, help, prayerfulness, steadfastness, all of the spiritual things that we ask for that will enable us to remain firm in the faith, we already know before we pray that God always wants to give us these things. We don't have to pray for spiritual blessings, if it be thy will. We know it is His will to forgive our sins. Why? Because Jesus died to pay for our sins and He rose up again on the first day of the week. This resurrection says, I want to forgive your sins all the time. Right? So we know that the spiritual blessings that we pray for, God is always delighted to give us. So when we pray for wisdom, when we pray for understanding, when we pray for forgiveness, when we pray for strength to deal with our troubles, we know that God hears us and that He will give us these things that we need. And therefore, we understand that when we come to the Lord in prayer, besmirched as we are with our own sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, the last thing I want to talk about here this morning is what Jesus says to him in the aftermath of his cleansing. So now, this man is clean. He has new life. This is the picture of the Christian who is forgiven of all his sins. The door of heaven is open to that Christian, and God's grace shines upon him through the gospel and the sacraments. And so this man is ready to get back into the life of the community of God. He is eager to resume his life and to leave behind himself the life of a sinful outsider leper. But Jesus says to him, see thou tell no one. Don't tell anybody. Go directly to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. So he says, you will not be accepted by anybody into the community until you have received the approval, the stamp of approval by the priest. So don't stop off anywhere and start telling people about anything. Go directly to the priest, have him examine you and give you a bill of release from your unclean status, and then offer the appropriate offering for the cleansing of leprosy, and this will be a testimony to the world. You see, every time that you stand up with your brothers and sisters in Christ and you say the words of the Apostles' Creed and the words of the Lord's Prayer, you are mutually strengthening yourselves together as you join together in your confession. But you also, as a Christian, stand before all the world as those who testify that there is a Savior And that Savior is Jesus Christ the Lord. And whoever you may be, in whatever condition you may be found, there is room for you in the mansions of glory. And the Lord Jesus Christ will forgive you. He will renew you. He will give you His Spirit, and He will strengthen you so that you may believe in Him and that you may continue steadfast in Him, not trusting in anything that you are or you do, but trusting only in the all-sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.